Time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Having a little family fun here this morning at Rosie on the House. That was the Star Spangled Banner by my two grandsons. Let's get right to callers. Let's get Ron calling from Surprise. If you've got a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a call. We've got open lines now, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Rosie and family.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know I love the version of the Star Spangled Banner. Wanted to know if it's out on CD yet.
Well, maybe we can make one specially available for you.
Oh.
I'm not sure what the demand would be.
I'm afraid of asking what the price will be. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. First of all, concerning the bathroom report that you were talking about earlier, I just wanted to let you know about a bathroom report in Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
When I was looking for a bathroom, I found an outdoor public bathroom that cleans and sanitizes itself.
Yes.
So when you use it, you use it, and then when you step out, the door closes, and there's a sign that says it's going to take 20 seconds, and you won't be able to go in, and it cleans and sanitizes. It was great.
We actually did a report on that about 5 or 6 years ago.
No. Wayne said 10 years ago they left?
Yeah.
That was Rachel's last report before she left, was the self-cleaning. And it was not in Sydney, Australia. I think this one was like in Cleveland, Ohio. I'll actually see if I can pull that clip up. I actually have it saved as one of our ultimate best ofs.
But that is public hygiene at its height. That beats the Asian toilet Gabe was talking about.
And it was free.
And free.
Couldn't beat the price. I used it twice, even though I didn't have to. I liked it so much.
All right.
Also, I wanted to mention, a few weeks ago, my garage door decided not to go up. And I called your Rosie Certified, A Authentic. They were very good.
Yes, and they do. And they serve all of Arizona. So thank you for mentioning that, Daryl.
Yes.
At A Authentic, a great team and partner at Rosie on the House.
Okay, here's my question.
Two of them, actually. All right.
When I moved into my house, I was told that the smoke detectors were hardwired.
Okay.
And now, living here over 10 years, I guess it's time to have them replaced. Is this something that I can do, or do I have to call in somebody, and who do I call?
Well, what a well-timed question, because in the 10 o'clock hour, we're actually going to be focusing on do-it-yourself projects and how to stay safe. There's a couple things about that project that would lend me to encourage you to get a professional. One, you're dealing with live electricity, and two, it's probably fair. How high up are they?
They were about 10 feet up.
Yeah. So you got a ladder, which is the number one. I think the American Orthopedic Institute probably promotes ladder sales. They cause more broken bones and more visits to the emergency room than any other single tool that we use around our house. I'll have a story about that in the 10 o'clock hour. But I think, Ron, you saw how happy you were with our Rosie Certified garage door provider, A Authentic. Jen, do you have Techna Security's number? Techna Security would certainly be who I would call to take care of it, Ron.
I do. That's 877-835-6287. 877-835-6287.
And Ron, we appreciate the kind comments. Did you find that segment by chance on the self-cleaning bathroom?
You know, I did. If you remember, though, it's about a 10-minute segment because it doesn't start with the self-cleaning. It starts with nanotechnology and the gloss and the porcelain finishes. So it'll take me a minute to navigate to that actual.
Well, while you do that, I'll invite people to call in on an open line, 1-888-767-4348. And the other thing I wanted to take a minute and talk about is we were talking about it in the 7 o'clock hour with Kimber Lanning, who is the executive director of Local First Arizona. We have been encouraging our Arizona homeowners and our listeners to stay in Arizona. What was her number? She said they spend $60 million a year vacationing in California.
No, because a billion.
Billion. Oh.
And I did the math.
Yeah, I guess $60 million doesn't buy you much in California, does it?
No, probably not. You know, that does go both ways, though. How many residents in Arizona have come here from California and bought homes?
Yeah.
So if you did the math, that'd be about $1,000 per person spent in California on vacation a year. Well, if they're dropping $250,000 on a house in Arizona, we may be getting a lot of that back.
You think we get it back?
Okay. I think a lot of it we do.
Well, we run something we call the Arizona Staycation. You can register for it at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. If you're taking care of your house or using the Rosie partnered service providers throughout the state, your house is in good enough shape you can leave it for a little while and go enjoy the state. You register for it at the Travel Arizona Sanderson Ford tile on our homepage. We pick a winner once a month, and you can go any place in Arizona that you would like to go. We actually have someone that is picking up a vehicle today. They're picking up the Lincoln MKT from Sanderson Lincoln. Of course, they've got their gift basket from Cactus Candy Company that we put on the front seat. They've got their gas card, so the trip isn't going to cost them a dime. And they're running up to Prescott. How do we pronounce that? Prescott, Prescott, Prescott. You know, what's the argument going to start there? And we're going to put them right down in the Spring Hill Suites, which is actually one of my favorite places to stay in Prescott. And I'll tell you, it's right next to historic downtown. You can walk any place that you want. You don't have to get in your car one time after you get there. The rooms have kitchenettes, workspaces, living area with sofa beds. If you'd like to take a look at the Spring Health Suites, do it and give them a ring at 928-776-0998. Now, the other thing you may have heard Kimber talking about this morning was she recently took a trip down to what is that? That's Cochise County, I believe, in Sonoyta. I saw where Arizona Fish and Game put out a notice that they have the highest foal drop survival rate of the Sonoyta pronghorn in the Sonoyta area ever. They have 83, I don't know, do you call a baby antelope a fawn? They have 83 baby antelope on the ground. That is a great wildlife viewing experience you can get down in the Sonoyta area, and then up at all the lakes. I so praise Fish and Game for doing this. They're beginning to treat drunken boat driving just like Highway Department treats boat drunken driving on the road. And I tell you what, they needed to get the booze off the lakes a long time ago. I just can't thank them enough for clearing it up. So the area law enforcement plan statewide, OUI patrols on Arizona highways, it's Operation Dry Water. And it aims to curb impaired boating, and it focuses on boater safety. So, Fish and Game Department, thanks for doing that. Here's a couple ideas for some staycations. You've got the Bluegrass Festival in Prescott on the Courthouse Plaza Square. And you've got the Shakespeare in the Pines up in, let's see, that is going to be up in Prescott as well, off Walker Road. That's at the Highlands Center for Natural History in Prescott. And then you've got, here it is, Jennifer, the Hassan Bach, I don't know what that means, Saguaro Harvest Celebration. Saguaro is great on more than just greetings from Arizona postcards. Its fruit can be prepared any number of ways. See for yourself at the festival. It's at the Colossal Cave Mountain Park on Old Spanish Trail in Vail, Arizona. $65 for the workshop. You can take a look at that festivity at colossalcave.com.
I hope they don't encourage you to only eat the fruit right off of the saguaro. How would you get that? You know, mesquite, you're supposed to pick it right off the tree. I hope you get to wait till it falls to the ground off the saguaro.
No, I think they actually have tools that reach up there and harvest it.
That could still be tricky.
That could still be tricky. Absolutely. So there are just a couple of great ideas on things to do in, about, and around the state. If you want to go try some of them, on my expense, on Sanderson Ford's expense, get to rosieonthehouse.com and register for the staycation at rosieonthehouse.com.
Looking at our digital newsroom, we've got a couple things. I don't have a report yet on whether or not Repels All works on Javelina, but we've had some people that can't find it because they're looking for Bonide. No, Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E. You can look under the nursery and garden center category, and you can find the product listings there. It repels all when you're trying to get the four-legged critters out of your yard. It's a granular application that the scent and irritation deters them away. And they'll go find something to eat at your neighbor's house.
Hey, Romy, their Bonide's website also has a great feature where you put in your zip code and it'll tell you what stores around you carry. But they do have so many products. Even if you find one close, make sure you call ahead. Make sure they have the one you're looking for.
Very good. Thomas writes in from, speaking of California, and he's looking to put a deck over his pool. So I call Deck Over, because last time we talked to Jeff Getz, that's exactly what they do. They deck over the pool, and then that way, if you still have the pool, if you ever want to activate it again, or it keeps the pool there for the resale value of someone wanting to come in, and then you don't have the cost associated with building a pool. You just got to replaster it and make sure all the plumbing works and everything. Well, they do custom cutting and shipping. They don't have it on a full platform like they want it eventually, but they said, yeah, give us a call. We'll get the measurements, we'll cut the material for you, and we'll send you a layout of how to put the deck over your own pool.
Very interesting. Speaking of Local First Arizona, that would be another incubator industry started right here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yes,
that would
sir.
Be cool.
That
That's
would
awesome.
Be. And they cost more than $1,000. So if we could get 6 million people in California to buy one, we know it would be a perfect exchange on vacation
okay.
dollars
right.
there versus right. exporting.
Jeff would be okay with that.
I think Jeff would be just fine with that. Michelle writes in, and this one's kind of, I'd like to talk to her more. She says, I have some Brazilian cherry solid wood flooring that has just been removed from my office and dining room. I can't toss it away. It's too beautiful. Why'd you take it out then?
Yeah.
that's where I keep Porter Barnwood, I think, would take that off your hands. They're down next to...
Right next to this ball field.
I was going to say Bank One Ballpark.
Chase.
The baseball field. And, I mean, that's what they do. They find old salvage wood and resell it for different purposes and make stuff out of it.
So they got some beautiful stuff down there.
They do. They do. And if you've ever thought you wanted a 19-foot ceiling in your home, big archways and everything.
Yeah.
Just remember, when you're too old to climb a ladder, you're going to have to hire someone to hire a light bulb like Donald here.
Yeah.
But he's not sure who to hire. I would say a handyman. Some electricians will, but generally I would hire a handyman to have him do a couple other things while he's there.
There's the perfect idea.
If just an electrician just to come and do just that one thing, it's going to cost you about the same to get a handyman to come out, and he's going to do exactly what a handyman can.
Put a couple
things at once.
Put a list together and have him knock out three or four things while he's there.
Just mention that 19-foot, because most people don't carry a ladder. And even roofers, most of their extension ladders, you couldn't. Probably couldn't chase, so you're going to need an A-frame ladder. Make sure they come prepared.
We'll be back to take your call at 1-888-767-4348 at Rosie on the House.